How you doing?
Good.
It's not even dark yet, and a steady stream of customers is pouring into the bar called Latitudes, a purple shack on a muddy beach road in Unalaska. Ralph Harvey welcomes them at the door.
Our last night.
That's why I'm here.
Well, come on in.
Thank you.
Stay a while.
Ralph is the doorman at Latitudes. He doesn't like the word bouncer.
I consider it more of a professional babysitting job. Also a therapist, also a lawyer, a preacher, a doctor.
This is the last night he'll be doing any of those jobs here. The bar is closing its doors for good, which is a big deal in Unalaska. Technically, Latitudes has only been around for 2 years, but this building has been a watering hole in town for more than half a century. Its most notorious incarnation was the Elbow Room, a bar that was as much a part of the late 70s Bering Sea King crab fishing boom as rain gear and missing fingers. But all that ends tonight. The bar's liquor license has been sold to Unisea, the large seafood company that now owns almost every bar in town. One of the bartenders takes down the sign hanging over the door.
It says, through this door pass the world's greatest fishermen. Welcome, relax, and enjoy. It's been on the outside of the Latitude store since we opened 2 years ago.
Like a lot of the stuff in here, the sign is getting auctioned off tonight by Chris Merlett, one of the bar employees, who also happens to be the son of a professional auctioneer.
$200. Anybody want it for $205? What about $205? $205. $220. $230. $250.
In a matter of seconds, the sign is
sold. $300. Number 34.
Number 34 is a guy named Dave Katz. He's a fisherman who walked into the Elbow Room for the first time right around Thanksgiving in 1978.
There was pretty much guaranteed some kind of a brawl or a fight every night when the fleet was in. Typically, everybody was hoping the coasties would come to town, because that was always usually some action going on between the coasties and the fishermen. But it was all, you know, good-natured.
Those were legendary years in Unalaska, when the crab fishing business was at its most lucrative and dangerous. In October and November, the Elbow Room was full of fishermen who partied like they would never see dry land again. This was sometimes actually the case, as longtime regular Jack Button remembers.
Boats were rolling over and stuff, and one night you're here with the crew, and the next night they're gone, man. It was sad.
No one will tell the really good stories from those days while the tape is running. They'd incriminate too many people. But Dave Katz will put this one on the record.
One of the greatest fishermen, you know, passed through this door. His name was Snowball. And it's back when they used to have the tables with the benches. And he was passed out, and it was about 11:30 midnight, and somebody went out in their truck, and they got 2 16-penny nails. And if you can picture him laying on the bench with his feet hanging over the end, they nailed the toes of his shoes to the floor.
When new management bought the bar a little over 2 years ago, they changed the name from the Elbow Room to Latitudes, in part to get away from its reputation. But old habits die hard. On Saturday night, an argument between three young men spills over into a fistfight in front of the bar.
Here goes the guy. He'll get another cheap shot. Watch. He'll hit somebody from behind.
Soon, all three of the guys are rolling around in the mud between a pair of taxi cabs. Ralph the doorman and two regulars pry them apart.
Come on. Go back inside. Go back inside.
This looks pretty bad, and it's not even the first fight of the night. But Ralph's seen worse in his 2 years at the bar. There's a reason he wears a referee's uniform to work here.
I had 8 fights in the same night, and I broke up 4 out of the 8, and then the other 4 caused a few people to go to the doctor and then eventually fly out to the hospital. So that was one of my disastrous nights.
Things are rowdy inside, too, but in a good way. Liquor sales are going well enough that after a while, interviewing people gets kind of tricky. Back outside, one guy decides he'd rather ask the questions of a certain local reporter, who, it should be said, is not exactly on his first visit to this bar.
What's your thoughts on Elbow Room / Latitudes closing down for all time?
I'm bummed, man. I'm sad.
I am too. Maybe we should ask this young lady here.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm well. See you inside for a cocktail.
Okay,
I
will.
What do
you have? Welcome to Latitudes.
Last call for alcohol, last chance to dance.
At 2:30 in the morning, Susan Lynch, the DJ, starts closing the place down.
Ladies, 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 you might want to check your makeup, because you Dutch Harbor 10s are going to become Dutch Harbor 2s when we turn up these lights.
The crowd files out into the cold, damp ocean air of an early Sunday morning in Unalaska. As they leave, Some of their eyes are red from more than just the clouds of cigarette smoke, and a few tears mixed with the mud and the beer on the floor. In Unalaska, closing out my tab for the last time, I'm Charles Homans.
Here we go, take it home.
Save me the first dance in your dreams.